and even Jyotindra Zaveri. Good evening, Jyotindra ji.
Good evening.
Yeah, so without wasting time, should we start?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So yes, let us discuss with Jyotindra what is new, what are the new tips and techniques in digital marketing. As every time I ask you, nowadays TikTok has become so popular on social media app, especially the youngsters are using on WhatsApp and Instagram. So since it's a Chinese app, people are looking whether we can think of some alternative similar app. So can you throw some light on this?
Yeah, sure. Now, because of this Chinese, anti-Chinese sentiments, users don't want to use TikTok. And if someone is using TikTok, then people say, hey, stop using it. Then what to do? So there is another similar app in competition to TikTok, and that is Triller. This is very, Triller is a very, innovative app. Similar to TikTok, it also uses the artificial intelligence. And, on Triller, let me show you, just to give you a glimpse. Here, you see, this is the Triller. And you can have the kind of songs or Bollywood songs. Now, Ganpati festival is coming. So, Ganpati Aarti, music. And you can create your own short videos for WhatsApp and Instagram. So, this is Triller is a replacement or substitute to TikTok. This is how the Triller logo look like. If you see on the left-hand top corner, this is the Triller logo, and people have started using, already millions of people have started downloading Triller, and they are using it. Yes, Kranti.
Okay. So thank you very much for your answer, because even I was not knowing that. Moving forward, if your social media channels are not growing, I want to tell all the audience, all the viewers, and you are not getting engagements on your social media agency, social media, so you can definitely go for any social media agency like Jyoti Social. It is led by Jyotindra Zaveri ji. He has a lot of experience and he has a big team also. So if you want result, you have to hire an agency who can help you. And yes, Jyoti Social, as I said, they jump into that thing. They are, he has a dedicated team also. So tell me, Jyotindra ji, what is the mistake traditional digital marketers are making? What would you advise? Traditional posts are all about selling. And I think that is a mistake. So post should be mix of advertisement and education.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. You see, Kranti, I have seen this digital marketing so-called managers, they keep on doing advertisement, especially on LinkedIn. That is not the way it will work. So on LinkedIn, you have to be, little indirect marketing or subtle marketing. So yes, informative or educative posts are appreciated. Don't just start doing marketing and networking. You send a friend request on LinkedIn, connect request, and someone accepts, and then you start selling. That is not the way digital marketing works. So yes, we have a team, and we offer this digital marketing services and consultancy. Kranti, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And Jyotindra ji, can alternative medical professional use social media?
Come again, what do you mean by alternative medicine? What did you say?
I mean to say there are experts in acupressure, acupuncture, homeopathy and Ayurvedic doctors. Such a professional can use this social media to promote their services also?
Yes, of course. Now, first of all, you see, I don't understand why it is called alternative medicine. I would say, there's actually primary medicine And all other allopathic could be alternative. Like meditation therapy. Meditation therapy, they put it under, classify under alternative medicine. Or just now you mentioned about acupressure, acupuncture, naturopath. Now, I know one Dr. Sangeeta Bajaj. She's got 25 years experience here in Pune, near Nigdi. Okay. So, yeah, they see, people like that should use social media and tell people that there is another way of treating the disease. So, she has a Vaishnavi clinic. Vaishnavi clinic is in Nigdi. Dr. Sangeeta Bajaj is specializing in this kind of alternative medicine, homeopathy and acupuncture and acupressure. Yes, Kranti.
I agree. And these alternative medicines, so-called alternative medicines, don't have side effects also. This point should be noted by all the viewers. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Jyotindra ji, you have created so many groups on Facebook. Do you have any group, especially for senior citizens?
Oh, yes. In fact, you see, senior citizens group, we have especially for like-minded people to come together. You see, well, I'm also 68 years. So senior citizens have their own way of living and thinking, and we all can come together. So let me share the link here in the comment, so that people can join this group. Other people can also join. I mean, who are not senior citizen after 40 years, everybody can join this group and support senior citizen and share ideas. Yeah. So this is the group I have just shared. And here is the link. You see, facebook.com/groups, senior citizen group. This is the link.
Thank you very much. And that this word senior citizen reminds me about the Rotary. We both are Rotarians. Is there any LinkedIn group focusing on Rotary Club's projects and Rotary Club related programs?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked this. In fact, there is a need of LinkedIn group. You see, on Facebook, of course, so many Rotarians are active, but somehow I find very few people are active on LinkedIn. Although many Rotarians are professionals, working professionals from various industry, various profession, so why not we connect on LinkedIn also? So I have created a LinkedIn group to support Rotary. Especially, I would invite other people like non-Rotarians also to come and join this.
Right.
I have already shared the link, so people can join this group on LinkedIn for supporting the Rotary projects, Rotary activity, and invite non-Rotarians, so that all other non-Rotarians will also know what wonderful projects and work we are doing in Rotary Club all over the world.
Right.
International.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Proud to be Rotarian. Yes.
Yes.
And can Facebook users have multiple pages?
Yes. So this is another frequently asked question. I'm happy you asked this, because many times people ask, Jyotindra, we have 2-3 different kinds of companies, and can we have multiple pages? So yes, you can have multiple pages, but what I have observed, mistake what people do is they make multiple profile, Facebook ID. So don't do that. Keep your Facebook ID as an owner of the group same, but create multiple pages. For example, you see, I have created 4 pages. Okay, I have, as you know, we are now talking about this NetMitra is all about social media marketing. So I have created social media Facebook page focusing on social media. So Jyoti Social is the name of the organization, and we have facebook.com slash Jyoti Social. But
right,
as you know, Kranti, I am also specializing in meditation, scientific meditation.
So
I have also created another page, okay, for scientific meditation.
Because people
who are interested in social media may not be interested in meditation or vice versa. So,
right,
why not create another page? Once again, if the audience is different, then only you create multiple pages. Now, I have another page because I am also specializing in ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning Software. So, I have ERP as a separate page. So, you see, people who are interested in ERP may not be interested in meditation or social media.
Social media.
So, the post which are put on the ERP page is pertaining to the management software. ERP is basically business management software. So, right. Yes, this is the link for the ERP page, facebook.com/ERP consultant Zaveri. I have fourth page for collaboration. You see, what I believe is we all should collaborate, and like what people say, one and one becomes 11. So if two businesses come together and collaborate, we can have a much better. So I am also inviting people who would like to collaborate with me on any of these areas. We can work together and grow in business. So I have also got a WhatsApp group, Collaborate and Grow.
So if
somebody wants to join, can just WhatsApp me, and then I can add you in the WhatsApp group.
So yes, Jyotindra, we have 2 to 3 minutes. So I will ask you two questions. A quick question. How does a poor joint use Instagram to promote their sell? And another question is, what is collection in age?
Oh, yes. So about the food company, like food joint, let's say pizza, you know, a small company which is making pizza and is selling. Now, nowadays, a lot of takeaways are there. So, you know, the delivery, you call or book it on website, and the delivery person will come with a pizza box. So you can put a small message on that box, that take a picture of pizza and put it on your Instagram. So when your client is putting the photo of pizza on their Instagram handle, their followers will see. Say, I have, let's say, 1200 followers. So if I put a photo on my Instagram, my followers will also see. Like that, we can use. Coming back to your next question about the collection. Collection is a special feature in the Microsoft Edge browser. So either we use Google Chrome or we use Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge browser has come out very nicely. I have used that also. And in that, there is a collection feature. Collection feature allows you to flag all the pages together which you are frequently using. So it becomes very easy to go to a particular page. And because I have got 10 digital platforms and so many other businesses, as I said, so I have prepared collection. Collection is a good idea. We have to close. Time is pressing. Thank you.
Just a quick question. Those who miss this episodes, can they watch afterwards? Do you have any link so that the person show it?
I will put the link in the comment, because it's not necessary that everybody is present at this time. You know, people are busy. Live doesn't mean you have to watch and interact. You can watch tomorrow also. So I have put the link. You see, all our Netmitra episodes are there on the YouTube playlist.
So do watch Netmitra if you miss. This is the link Jyotindra has shared with you. And yes, thank you very much, Jyotindra. As usual, you were awesome. And keep watching Net Mitra channel every Thursday, 9:30 p.m. And
yeah,
wish all the viewers a happy Ganesh Utsav, which is from tomorrow. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I also put a podcast list, by the way.